Well, here in this country, IBM announced today that it plans to invest $3 billion into a new Internet of Things division, a unit it hopes will find new ways to use its data in everyday devices, from refrigerators to thermostats that are connected to the Internet. The company also revealed a new data partnership with the Weather Company, which owns the Weather Channel and Weather Underground. Eric Hesseldahl, a senior editor of Enterprise at Recode, our guides to the world of tech, joins us from New York with more on this. And Eric, first of all, what is IBM doing with the Internet of Things?
Basically, investing in a big way, throwing $3 billion, as you said, 2,000 individual consultants, basically to help its customers get a handle on the data that they are gathering. And I wrote last month in a separate story that there are already more than a billion of these things. And by things, I mean sensors. I mean measurement devices of all sorts attached to weather stations, to engines, to elevators, to greenhouses, all sorts of things, gathering all kinds of different information that businesses need to keep track of things.
That businesses need. That's the key here. I think of IBM as a company that might even sell to somebody like me. But what they're really concerned about going forward, it sounds like, is being the tech company for businesses.
Very much so. IBM hasn't really sold anything to at a consumer level or even a real personal computer in more than a decade. So this is what it's all about. IBM has almost stopped selling hardware almost entirely. They sell one division of hardware, but they're really all about cloud computing and services. And what they do is, you know, getting businesses to run software on systems that they never touch. So you could be a business and you could buy software and buy services, but never even touch the computing hardware that it runs on. It runs on a remote location. You never have to worry about maintaining it. And so one of the things that they like to do now, they're selling services, analytics services, and it's almost like an app store for the iPhone that's geared towards industrial strength computing. If you're in a business and you want to track the weather, as they are with the Weather Channel here, you can get some very precise data that will affect your business, say, around an airport or around a place where you may be wanting to set up shop.
But are they late to the game on this? And I look at their stock chart over the last couple of years, and it has not been good. This is a company that's been around for a long time, but in recent years, it has been losing a little steam, it seems like.
It has, and partially it's been this transition period. It's been selling off a lot of hardware divisions. It sold its chip division. It sold its server division. It sold a whole other different set of divisions in the last couple of years, and it has been reinvesting a lot of that freed-up capital in cloud services. And so it spent $2 billion to buy a company called SoftLayer a couple of years ago, and in that sense, it's competing very steadily with Amazon Web Services, which is the lesser-known division of Amazon that's all about basically rentable cloud computing, cloud computing capacity.
Eric Hesseldahl, senior editor of Enterprise at Recode, with the latest news today from IBM, which is getting involved in some Internet of Things, and also with the Weather Company, which owns the Weather Channel. Eric, thanks so much.
You bet.
And here now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.